his wife brought hot bologna, eggs, and gravy. The first day I was there, I turned it down. Well, next morning they just let us sleep, but I was up real early, wondering when I'd get my release. Later on, we got more hot bologna, eggs, and gravy, and by now I wasn't quite so hard to please. 2 days later, when I thought that I had been forgotten, the sheriff came in chewing on a straw. He said, "Where is the guy who thinks that this is Indianapolis? I'd like to talk to him about the law." Well, I told him who I was and told him I was working steady and I really should be getting on my way. That part about me being who I was did not impress him. He said the judge will be here any day. The jailer had a wife, and let me tell you, she was awful, but she brought that hot bologna every day. And after 7 days, she got to looking so much better, I asked her if she'd like to run away. Well, next morning, that old judge took every nickel that I had, and he said, "Son, let this teach you not to race." The jailer's wife was smiling from the window as I left. In 30 minutes, I was out of state.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio, we're real country. 1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Israel's cabinet approving a plan to expand military operations in Gaza and to take control of Gaza City. The move sparking protest from some, including families of hostages still held by Hamas.
I know the plan is to get rid of Hamas, but we've been trying for 2 whole years. We haven't made that much progress, and we've lost so many soldiers, and we still haven't brought all the hostages home. So it just doesn't seem that there's any real forward movement with this plan.
The plan will involve forcibly evacuating hundreds of civilians and is expected to worsen the humanitarian catastrophe in Gaza. President Trump's tariffs now in place for dozens of countries. A lot of businesses say they are passing on those costs to customers, or they will be. Stock slipping on Wall Street Thursday. The president now ordering colleges to submit data to the federal government to prove they do not consider race in admissions. Vice President J.D. Vance's security detail had an Ohio River's water level raised so he and his family could go kayaking to celebrate his birthday last week. This is ABC News. A passenger injured in a mishap on the world's largest cruise ship when the tube of one of the ship's water slides broke open.
A man left bloody and injured after the acrylic glass broke off water slide on Royal Caribbean's Icon of the Seas, sending water gushing down onto the deck below. The ship, which has 6 water slides, was at sea traveling between the U.S. Virgin Islands and the Bahamas at the time. Passengers heard screaming. Icon of the Seas has only been in service since January of last year. Royal Caribbean saying in a statement, the guest is being treated for his injuries. The water slide is closed for the remainder of the sailing, pending an investigation.
ABC's Danny New. Another incident of someone throwing a sex toy onto the court of a WNBA game happened last night, almost hitting Indiana Fever guard Sophie Cunningham during a Fever's game with the Chicago Sky. $30,000 worth of labubus taken from a store in Los Angeles. One stop sales broken into. The thieves making off with multiple boxes filled with the collectible little dolls that seem to have taken over the world. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
This is the story of the one. As a safety manager at a manufacturing plant, he does everything he can to keep his coworkers safe. From finding ways to reduce risks to keeping safety supplies in stock. And for that, he relies on Grainger. Grainger offers a broad range of quality products and next-day delivery, so he can always play it safe. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you have back-to-school shopping to do, then you should make Macy's your first stop. That's because your Macy's store has back-to-school essentials at incredible prices, like complete looks from Epic Threads, Levi's, and Abercrombie Kids. Character outfits from Hello Kitty, Mickey, and Minnie Mouse. Plus, backpacks from JanSport and High Sierra. The best part? Get it all for 25 to 50% off. That's right, up to half off. But hurry in. These back-to-school deals end Sunday at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. A northern Wisconsin tribe will have to stop barricading roads to private homes on its reservation. Federal Judge William Connolly ruled this week the Lac du Flambeau tribe didn't have justification to prevent residents of a number of homes from using four roads. Those blockades started in 2023. The State Building Commission has approved $110 million in projects around Wisconsin. Commissioners signed off on the projects, including infrastructure upgrades at state facilities, demolishing aging buildings, and more. Governor Tony Evers called the projects critically important. And members of Wisconsin's Task Force 1 are back home after helping with flood-related search efforts in Texas. 21 members of Wisconsin's Urban Search and Rescue Task Force spent 2 weeks in Central Texas assisting recovery efforts following catastrophic flooding there. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
All business owners want the same thing, to make their business succeed. At Rural Mutual, they help that happen. As the third largest writer of commercial business in Wisconsin, they take the time to learn your business so they can properly protect you. Call your local agent today or visit ruralmutual.com.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Do Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis symptoms keep coming back? Tremfya, guselkumab, may help, with rapid remission achieved at 12 weeks and lasting clinical remission at 1 year. Some even saw visible improvement of their intestinal lining at 12 weeks and 1 year. Tremfya is a prescription medicine used to treat adults with moderately to severely active Crohn's disease and adults with moderately to severely active ulcerative colitis. Serious allergic reactions and increased risk of infections and liver problems may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection, flu-like symptoms, or if you need a vaccine. Healing is possible with Tremfya. Approximately 3 out of 10 patients were in endoscopic remission at 1 year, based on areas visualized on colonoscopy, which may not represent the deeper bowel layer or entire GI tract. Individual results may vary. Ask your doctor about Tremfya today. Call 1-800-526-7736 to learn more or visit TremfyaRadio.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be mostly sunny, hot, and humid today. We'll get to right around 90 for a high, but that heat index is going to be in the upper 90s and some places into the triple digits. Tonight, a few scattered thunderstorms. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with a high in the upper 80s to low 90s. If you're due for a remodel, get that bathroom you've always dreamed of for just $99 a month interest-free. BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Well, I remember it all very well. Looking back, it was the summer I turned 18. We lived in a one-room run-down shack on the outskirts of New Orleans. We didn't have money for food or rent, to say the least, we were hard-pressed. Then Mama spent every last penny we had to buy me a dancing dress. Well, Mama washed and combed and curled my hair, and then she painted my eyes and lips. Then I stepped into a satin dancing dress that had a split from the side clean up to my ear. It was red velvet trimming, and it fit me good. And standing back from the looking glass, there stood a woman where a half-grown kid had stood. Add a little bit of perfume on my neck, then she kissed my cheek. And then I saw the tears welling up in her troubled eyes as she started to speak. She looked at a pitiful shack, and then she looked at me and took a ragged breath. She said, your paw's runned off, and I'm real sick, and the baby's gonna starve to death. She handed me a heart-shaped locket. to thine own self be true. And I shivered as I watched a roach crawl across the toe of my high-heeled shoe. It sounded like somebody else who was talking, asking, Mama, what do I do? She said, just be nice to the gentleman fancy, they'll be nice to you. She said, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Lord, forgive me for what I do, but if you won't have what it's up to you, now don't let me down. Now your mama's going to be up, Sam. Well, that was the last time I saw my mom, and I left that rickety shack. Welfare people came and took the baby. Mama died and I ain't been back. But the wheels of fate started to turn, and for me there was no way out. Wasn't very long till I knew exactly what my mama been talking about. I knew what I had to do when I made myself this solemn vow. I was gonna be a lady someday, though I didn't know when or how. But I couldn't see spinning the rest of my life with my head hung down in shame. You know I might have been born just plain white trash, but fancy was my name.
locally. Listen locally. Real Country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Driveway, you know it all still looked the same, and I couldn't wait to down a few and hear that jukebox ring. But as I walked in through the doorway, well, there stood some kind of maitre d'. Well, he looked me up and he looked me down and said, may I help? Big mistake to try and speak my mind. So as they were asking me to leave, I cried out one more time. What'd you do with those swaying doors? Where's the sawdust on the floor? Was everybody wearing suits and ties? From where I stand, believe my eyes. And whose idea was it to hang these ferns? This brand new bar don't have a single burn. I guess I'm somewhere that I don't belong. I need a jukebox with a country song. I guess I don't belong without a jukebox and a country song.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Doug Stone, jukebox with a country song here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Friday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins, 70 in downtown Durand this morning. And it looks like we're going to see warmer temperatures today and even some thunderstorms later tonight. Our ag weather forecast coming up this hour. Also this hour, we're going to talk with UW Extension beef educator Bill Heffman about an upcoming cow-calf workshop that's going on in Gilmanton here in August. We'll have more with Bill on that in our Newsmaker segment. Later today from the Pierce County Fair, we'll have the Beef Show with coverage beginning on our video streaming service starting at about 8:55 this morning. Then later on tonight, it's the livestock auction from the Pierce County Fair with coverage beginning at about 6:55. On the way, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
It's time for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois. Hello, Mike.
Well, welcome to today's Feed Forum, and our topic is going to be looking at comparisons of milk replacers and milk in young calves. This was in the May issue of the Journal of Dairy Science, coming from Dr. Jim Drinkley's lab here at the University of Illinois, comparing alternate energy sources here in dairy animals and seeing if milk has some advantages over milk replacer. So we're going to look at some of the biological factors that are found in milk, may not be found in milk replacer here, and then look at some impacts of lactose and fat feeding on these calves as well. The research was based on 29 male Holstein calves. In the first 5 days, these animals, or the young calves, were backgrounded, and then they were exposed to three different studies here for the next 3 weeks to evaluate their response. The first one would be a conventional milk replacer. This is fed at about 14% of the body weight, containing a 22% crude protein, a 21% fat level, and 49% lactose. They then went to a high milk fat milk replacer, which would be similar to whole milk. So it analyzed out at a 25% crude protein, 27% fat, and lower levels of lactose at 40%. Then the third group would have been whole milk, here at the University of Illinois farm, and that would be very similar to the high-fat milk replacer containing 25% crude protein, 27% fat, and 42% lactose. So the results were interesting, Bill. First of all, there was really no difference in final body weight or gain-to-feed ratios. All three sources of nutrients provided optimal performance here. The greatest average daily gain, however, occurred with the conventional milk replacer being fed to these calves. There were a higher fecal score in those calves that had the higher fat milk replacer being fed in the experiment, and the high fat milk replacer had a lower level of protein deposition in these calves when they were analyzed. The energy of the metabolizable energy for growth was similar in all three of these liquid diets fed to these calves as well. And there was a greater protein efficiency with the whole milk phase or the controlled milk here in these calves. There were really no differences in insulin levels, plasma protein, or IGF-1, which is basically a growth stimulating a product that you'll find in the bloodstream of dairy cattle. Glucose levels were higher when we fed milk to these calves. And actually, the level of plasma, urea, nitrogen, and NEFAs, non-esteric fatty acids, was lower in milk-fed calves. So, Bill, our take-home messages are that in this study here, we found that whole milk was a bit more efficient, especially when we look at protein deposition here. And whole milk had the lower scour days in this study with these 29 calves. All the diets were equal in terms of crude protein and net energy, metabolizable energy available for these calves as well. High lactose diets resulted in a greater average daily gain and a bit more lean growth here in the profile. And certainly we had a better profile in the blood from those animals that were fed milk. And that makes sense because we know milk has a much better amino acid profile compared to milk replacers, which were usually based on whey protein and be using lard or tallow as a fat source compared to milk fat in milk itself. So our take-home message is we can look at these three liquid diets. There are differences in performances with them, and certainly whole milk was a winner. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you, Mike. That's Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, featured every Friday here on our Feed Forum Friday on Dairy Radio Now.
What is the connection between farmers' markets across the country, perhaps your local venue, and USDA's Agricultural Marketing Service? AMS's Americo Vega says first and foremost,
we don't regulate farmers markets. We do provide a lot of resources.
Support includes grant opportunities via the Farmers Market Promotion Program.
This is a program that farmers markets can apply, and it doesn't have to be farmers markets exclusively. It can be any organization who's trying to improve direct marketing for farmers.
As well as resources.
The USDA's local food directories. The farmers market directory is the main one. We have close to 7,000 listings. The main purpose is to connect consumers with farmers.
And research into farmers markets and their connections to local economies. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains August 8th through the 14th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Leanne Womack and I Hope You Dance here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Friday morning. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. 69 in downtown Durand. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and yesterday. Early this morning in the milk markets, September milk up 1 to 1875. October down 3 to 1871. November and December not traded. November at 1856. December at 1846. Cheese markets were higher yesterday. Barrels up a half to 179.5. 40-pound blocks up 2.5 to 182.5. 3 trade a barrel, 5 trade a block on the day. Cash butter down 3 to 243 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk down 1 to 127. 3 trades on the day. Dry whey up 1 to 57 even. And 1 trade on the day. Cattle markets yesterday were mostly higher once again. Now, no cash cattle trade has developed. That's going to be the main focus for today's markets as packers and feedlot managers again go toe-to-toe. While the packers are trying to get lower money, the demand is too strong on the consumer side, and the feedlot managers know that, and they continually hold out for higher cash prices. And that's what's been really leading the charge here for the live and feeder cattle markets. Expect a higher open once again today. Hog markets could open mostly higher after falling back from resistance levels yesterday. There's still some good demand, at least on the consumer side, for hogs, and that should help to move prices higher. August live cattle opens the day at 238.75, October 232.22, December 233.62. August feeder cattle open at 348.65. September 349.62, October 348.47. August hogs open the day at 108.77, October at 90.92, December at 83.80. Chicago Board of Trade this morning. Corn markets are mostly lower. Soybeans following a suit. Wheat markets are also moving slightly lower this morning as the grain markets will attempt a two-day rally. But right now, a little bit of profit taking in the markets. Traders, though, are still watching the corn markets for continued demand strength after the undeniable support from the export sales report yesterday. And that really is also helping the soybean markets as well. Now, speculators saw enough of the wheat market falling this week as short covering also helped prices higher on Thursday. Some of that short covering, though, has dried up just a bit, at least early on this morning. September and December corn this morning, both down 1.25. September at 383.25, December at 405.75. March down 1 to 423.5. New crop 26 down 3/4 to 446.75. September beans down 2.75 to 971.25. November down 2.25 to 991.5. January down 2.25 to 1010.25. New crop 26 down 2.25 this morning at 1044.75. September soybean meal down 50 cents to 275.60. October down 80 cents to 278. September soybean oil down 14 cents to 53.36. October down 25 cents to 53.10. Chicago wheat, September down 1/4 this morning at 518, December down 1/2 to 538.5. Minneapolis wheat, though, is higher this morning. September up 2 to 576, December up 2.25 to 597.25. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Hey, gut yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2025 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from 4 geographical divisions, with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
Local markets Thursday at Alcivia Durand, cash corn 348, new crop 347, cash beans 889, new crop 889. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn 356.5, September 352.5, October 357, new crop 357. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 359, new crop 357. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 354, new crop 357. Cash and new crop beans, 923. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 354, new crop 357. Cash beans, 892, new crop 909. Red Wing Grains, cash corn 361, September 354, new crop 359, cash beans 929, September 909, new crop 909. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash and September corn 347, new crop 354, cash September and new crop beans 927. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 228 to 246, Holstein fed cattle 192 to 220, market cows 120 to 165, bulls 165 to 215, calves 410 to 1500, beef steers 232 to 590, Holstein steers 272 to 465. Sheep markets, light lambs 315 and down, market lambs 230 and down, ewes 150 and down, rams 222 and down, goat markets, does 245 and down, bucks 325 and down. At Zumbrota, finished beef steers 230 to 244.50, finished beef heifers 230 to 242, finished dairy steers 210 to 221.25, market cows 120 to 149, market bulls 170 to 209. Hog markets, market hogs at 88 to 105, light sows 92 to 99, heavy sows 94 to 99.50, boars 36 to 59. That is a check of markets. You're listening to WRDN.
Now there's a new way to take charge of your blood sugar. Introducing New Garlic Healthy Blood Sugar Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood sugar levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals, and it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood sugar with New Garlic Healthy Blood Sugar Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Now is the perfect time to start on your next success. Apply now and save with no application fee. Classes start August 13th. An accredited state university, University of Maryland Global Campus, offers online and hybrid courses. Plus, you can earn up to 90 credits toward a bachelor's for prior learning and work experience, or transfer up to 12 credits towards a master's. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by Shed.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Tell me I was born to be blue. has a ton of green. She's got her daddy's money, her mama's good looks, and look who.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets. FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
I can feel the magic floating in the air. Being with you gets me that way. I watch the sunlight dance across your face, and I've never been this swept away. All my thoughts just seem to settle on the breeze when I'm lying wrapped up in your arms. The whole world just fades away, and the only thing I hear is the beating of your heart. Being with you gets me that way.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins. Joining us this morning is Bill Halfman. He is UW Extension beef educator. He does a lot of work with the Beef Quality Assurance Program. There's an upcoming cow-calf workshop in Gilmanton that's coming up later on in August. Had a chance to talk with Bill at Wisconsin Farm Technology Day. So, Bill, this is on the 25th in Gilmanton. Tell us about it.
Yep. So we've got our, it's an evening workshop. We're going to start at 5:30. There will be some food there, so you don't need to worry about eating supper before you come. And it's courtesy of the Western Wisconsin Beef Producers Cooperative. They're helping support these in Western Wisconsin. And got some important, timely topics on this workshop. We know there are folks, you know, every fall as we wean the calves, we look at which of the heifers are we going to retain to be our new herd of mama cows as they grow up, or maybe you're looking to expand a little bit. Either way, there are some things to keep in mind when you're selecting those heifers to make the odds in their favor that they're going to be a good mama cow that's going to last in your herd a long time. And so we're going to cover some of those things that you need to take into consideration. Some of the other things we've observed this year, some parts of the state have had a lot of trouble getting hay made without getting rained on or being cut late. And so we've got a lot of hay that's maybe not ideal quality. We're going to spend some time talking about looking at what those cows' needs are, using some of that lower quality hay, and also some considerations for grazing corn residue. Once those calves are weaned, a lot of times it's common to let the cows go out and pick around in the cornfields for a while, eating leaf and husk, and some of the keys to success for doing that. Another important topic, weed management out in our pastures. And we're going to talk about weed management from a year-round standpoint, but in the fall there are certain things and certain timings that work well for some of our weeds, so we'll get more in detail on that. And then this time of the year we see more animals being trailered around, hauled to the sale barn, hauled back from farther out pastures, making sure that truck and trailer are in good shape, brakes, bearings, safety. A lot more traffic on the road these days. Making just kind of a good friendly review on making sure you get where you're going. Animals are very expensive right now. We'd hate to lose some of those. People are invaluable. We'd hate to see anybody getting hurt, injured, or worse. So just some friendly reminders there. Anybody that was interested in coming, we'd love to have you come. There's no charge to attend. The Buffalo County Extension Office is taking registrations for us, so give a call and Roxanne will get you signed up. The workshop, again, starting at about 5:30 with some food and get going. Should wrap up about 8 o'clock, again, on August 25th.
And, Bill, you know, you mentioned the heifers, and, you know, everybody's waiting. The markets have been waiting. The packers have been waiting. Even I think the feedlots have been waiting. When are we going to expand the herd? And that just don't seem to be happening with the prices we have.
No, you know, the prices are one thing. The other thing going on, there's been some evidence of places where they're trying to get started, and then we'll get some weather problems in some part of the country where there's a fair amount of cow-calf, and, you know, so they end up delaying their expansion again. It's been slow, and even when we do start with any appreciable numbers, it's still, you know, she's not going to have her first calf till she's two, and then that calf wouldn't be, you know, going to the packing plant and for another probably 15, 18 months after it's born. So it, cattle cycle is long to get going. It can slow down a lot faster or get smaller a lot faster that they can rebound. And, you know, some folks talk about the beef dairy crosses, and, you know, they're definitely a nice, better carcass quality, better performance than straight Holstein steers, but we only got so many dairy cows in the country, and so, you know, they're not going to be something that's going to pick up a big piece of this gap at all. That's a pretty static number.
Now, you mentioned the dairy beef cross, and that was going to be my next question. There have been dairy farmers that, you know, I know, I mean, milk hasn't been the best, and they're like, you know, I need to get in on this action. I got some cows in my herd that, you know, I was just going to ship off because they're older, their production's gone way down.
but maybe I ought to see if I can't get in on this action. But there are some things they better think about beforehand.
Yeah, you know, I know a lot of them are looking at only breeding the top part of the herd as far as milk production and genetic potential to for their future replacements, and some of them are hanging on to a cow and extra lactation, breeding her to a beef bull for that calf. Certainly can work, and, you know, they got to look at that. Then the bigger question becomes, do we own these animals all the way through and feed them out ourselves or sell them as 3-4-day-old calves? With the prices that them little calves are bringing, it's going to be extremely difficult to sharpen the pencil sharp enough for most folks to justify owning them longer than that. We're actually working on some things. We've done some preliminary calculations, and for most of the guys, selling them as 3-4-day-old calves is still looking to be the best option. We got some things that we're working on to give some decision tools, plug all your numbers. You got to know what all your numbers are. You know, just like raising your replacement efforts, there's an everyday cost. I call it the hotel bill, the room and board bill for the animals, you know, and that's part of the decision they've got to make as well. It's a very interesting price dynamics we're in right now.
And coming up, UW Extension having a cow-calf workshop. This will be held on August 25th in Gilmanton. And all you have to do is call Buffalo County Extension Service to register. Bill, anything else you wanted to add?
Yeah, we'd like to see them called 1 week beforehand so we can make sure we've got good arrangements made for the food and everything else. But we'd love to see folks there.
Yep. All right. So, again, make some plans, producers, August 25th in Gilmanton. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
The corn and soybean harvest is just around the corner. Farmers, are you struggling to find the people or equipment to haul your grain? Elsevier's got your back. Elsevier's on-farm pickup program allows you to stay in the field while Elsevier hauls your grain to the destination for you. Find your originator at elsevier.com or call Elsevier and talk about how they can help. Give it a try. Visit elsevier.com to learn more about Elsevier's FOB program. Warmer temperatures are expected today in our ag weather forecast. We'll also have some chances of showers and storms as the front moves through tonight and into tomorrow. Looks like we'll also have some slight chances of showers and storms into next week. Partly sunny throughout the day today, highs 88 to 93. Relative humidity is at 57 to 62%. Southeast winds at 8 to 13. We'll see about 7 hours of sunshine. Tonight becoming mostly cloudy, a 60% chance of showers and storms. Lows 71 to 76. Relative humidity is at 91 to 96%. South winds at 7 to 12, anywhere from 3/10 to a half inch of precipitation possible. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a 70% chance of showers and storms. Highs 81 to 86. Relative humidity is at 70 to 75%. Southwest winds at 5 to 9, gusting to 20. Anywhere from 2/10 to 3/10 of an inch of precipitation possible. We'll see about 4 hours of sunshine. For Sunday, partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower or storm, highs 80 to 85. Monday, sunshine, a slight chance of a shower, highs 80 to 85. Tuesday, partly sunny, highs 80 to 85. For Wednesday, partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower or storm, highs 85 to 90. And for Thursday, partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower or storm, highs once again 85 to 90.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
You've got so much glorious summer to fill. What are you going to do with it? Easy answer, do it your way at MOA. Do it up with Nickelodeon Universe's Ultimate Summer Party, Dora's 25th Anniversary Celebration, slimy fun events and hair-raising rides. Do Crayola Experience for the littlest ones. And here's a bright idea. Do it smart with MOA Attraction Bundles and the no-worries 72 degrees and sunny forecast every day. That's your summer, your way at MOA. Mallofamerica.com.
Horses aren't susceptible to many ear problems, but they can crop up. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Keep an eye out for signs of ticks, mites, and other vermin that can bug your horse's ears as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming. Presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts.
Uses its ears to express itself. Their position can tell you a lot about the horse's mood. But if he shakes his head, won't let you put the bridle on, and doesn't like his ears messed with, something might be irritating the insides of those ears. Kathy Anderson is an extension horse specialist at the University of Nebraska. She says if the horse will let you, gently look into the ear to see what's bugging him.
If they've gotten ticks, you might be able to see them. There's various different kinds of ticks or mites or gnats and stuff that can start to irritate them. So you'll notice maybe some scabbiness up there in their ears, some matting, and some of those types of things are probably the most common things that you'll first see.
For the most part, a horse's ears are self-cleaning. But Anderson says if you need to get rid of the insects and gunk inside, wipe them out with a cloth sprayed with fly spray. If it's a bad infection or the horse won't let you touch its ears, you should probably call your vet.
They can come out and they can kind of mildly sedate the horse and do a little bit better job of cleaning things up inside that ear. Sometimes also they'll go ahead and deworm them because with whatever might be irritating or going on, the basic dewormer can help clean up some of the mites and clean up some of the things that might be in there causing the irritation of that horse's ears.
Horses that have a severe reaction to insect bites might also need an oral anti-inflammatory.